Like to start with a flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This is the January 11th public meeting of the Planning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, and State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that an annual was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards at the front of the municipal building, front of the public building, and the Hunterdon, next to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger, no later than the Friday prior to this meeting. I will start with a roll call.
To swear people in.
But you have to do that before the roll call?
Well, that's how you have it on the agenda, but I think that makes sense because...
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. You're right. Yeah.
Okay. So, Mr. Glazer, why don't we start with you?
Okay.
Raise your right hand, read your oath, and then sign it so that I can see it. That would be fabulous.
Right.
Okay.
I, William Glazer, Jr., do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey. I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States and in this state under the authority of the people, and that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of the office of the Planning Board Member Class 4 for a four-year term expiring 12/31/24. According to the best of my ability, so help me God, I will sign and show you my signature.
Perfect. Thank you, Mr. Glazer. Welcome back. Okay, Ms. Kleinhand. Do you have your oath?
I have it. Well, wait a minute.
Perfect. Can you read it and then can you raise your right hand, read it, and then sign it for me?
Sure. Hi, Suzanne Kleinhand, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America, the Constitution of the State of New Jersey, and that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States and in this state under the authority of the people, and that I will faithfully and impartially perform all the duties of the Office of the Planning Board for Class 4 for a four-year term expiring 12/31/24, according to the best of my ability, so help me God.
Sign it now. Please. Show it to you. Thank you very much. Mr. Millay?
All righty. I, Brian Millay, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and to the governments established in the United States and in this state under the authority of the people, and that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of the office of the Planning Board Member, Class 1 Member, for a three-year term expiring 12/31/2023, according to the best of my ability, so help me God. I will sign it.
Thank you very much. Ms. Butcher?
Thank you. I, Sandra Butcher, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and to the governments established in the United States and in this state under the authority of the people, and that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of the Office of the Planning Board Member Alternate 2 for a one-year term expiring December 31st, 2021. According to the best of my ability, so help me God.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Megan.
All right, here we go. I, John Higgins, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States and in this state under the authority of the people, and that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of the Office of the Planning Board Member, Alternate 1, for a two-year term expiring 12/31 of 22, according to the best of my abilities, so help me God. And here's my blue pen.
Where am I? And Mr. Schenk?
Okay, I'm off mute. I, Richard P. Schenk, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States and in this state under the authority of the people, and that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of the office of the Planning Board Member, Seat 2, Class 2, for a one-year term expiring 12/31/21, according to the best of my abilities, so help me God.
Thank you very much.
And I'm signing.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much.
Welcome. Okay.
Thank you. Congratulations. Good luck. Enjoy your time. Mr. Higgins wins first fastest reader.
I think I've done this more than most.
Thank you. All right. So,
Brian's catching up, though.
Okay, now we can do roll call.
Okay. Ms. Butcher? Sandra, you might be muted.
Can you hear me?
I can now. Mr. Glaser?
Here.
Mr. Higgins?
Here.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Here.
Mr. Lazarus?
Here.
Mr. Millay? Mr. Scheich?
Here.
And Mr. Semay?
Here.
We have a quorum. We have the full board. Next item up on the list is I would look for nominations for chairperson for 2021.
I nominate Kevin Semay.
Was that Bill?
Yes.
Okay. Ezra, second.
Are there any other nominations? Okay, no further nominations. So could we have a roll call for Kevin Semay as chairman, please? Ms. Butcher? Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Mr. Millay?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay. So I didn't need everyone's vote. Sandra, next time I probably will not call you because you're the eighth one this evening. At this time, I can turn it over to our Chairman Semay.
Thank you.
Ready?
Next up, nice job, everybody. Next up is the nomination for the vice chair.
I'd like to nominate Bill Glaser as vice chair.
I'd like to second
that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kevin. Let Kevin have it.
Or let Bill try. Go ahead. Anybody else? If not, a roll call.
Ms. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Well, heck yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Mr. Millay?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. You know, every year we've been doing these vice chair pro tempore, or maybe we'll hold that just because we seem to be doing a pretty good job with the chair and the vice chair. If that's all right with everybody, we can always revisit it. We're up to the professionals. And what I would propose in the interest of time, but not in the interest of missing anybody, is we'll do a roll call vote on these. But if we're okay moving items basically 1 through 13, and I can read them off quickly, but while I'm doing that, if anybody has an objection or wants to remove one or talk about it, we can. If not, perhaps we can do a motion to do them all, assuming that's in the board's interest. So the first one is the attorney, Jonathan Drill, Stickle, Koenig, Sullivan, and Drill. The conflict attorney, Jay Bone, at Schiller and Pittenger. The engineering experts, Larry Plevier at Mott MacDonald. And Larry also would be the traffic expert from Mott MacDonald. The lighting expert, Jason Harkins at Mott MacDonald. Planning experts, Joseph H. Burgess and Tom Behrens from Burgess Associates. Landscape architect, Jim Mizuko from B.W. Bosenberg and Company. Conflict landscape architect, John Morgan Thomas of John Morgan Thomas. Environmental expert, Jeffrey K. Keller from Habitat by Design. Our geology and hydrology expert, Matthew J. Mulhill of M2 Associates. The board stenographer, Jackie Clapp. Secretary from the township, Denise. And the newspapers, the Hunterdon County Democrat, Star Ledger. Most of these are same as we have had. I believe Larry is sort of taking over more from Kathy, but we've been working with him quite a bit at Mott MacDonald, and I think the rest are pretty consistent. So.
I move that we accept the 13 areas of expertise.
Thank you, Mr. Glazer. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Hey, Mr. Glazer.
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
I'm not really sure about being an alternate. Am I able to second motions? I'm not sure if everybody's here either.
There's one vacant position in the council seat at the moment.
Right.
Okay.
So in that instance, I believe the alternate one promoted to fill that vacancy during the meeting as a regular member.
All right. You know, if I inappropriately second something or something like that, just because I forget, somebody draw me up short in the future.
No, I think Brian, Mr. Millay is right on there. We have one open spot from the council rep, so.
Okay.
Okay, so next would be Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Mr. Millay?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. Denise had previously sent out a few of these. The next up is the 2021 meeting calendar. Again, pretty consistent, the first and the third, wherever that's possible. A couple of one meeting months, but if anybody has any questions or concerns, if not, is there a motion to approve the meeting calendar?
I'll
make the motion.
And I'll second.
I'm sorry, who was the first?
Okay.
And Bill, you were second?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. So for roll call, Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus? Mr. Lazarus?
Sorry, muted. Yes.
Mr. Malay?
Yes.
Mr. Shaikh?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. The next up is the approval of the 2021 rules and regulations, again, previously distributed, and I believe mostly the same as the last year or so.
Yes, John said they were the same. There weren't any requested changes.
There's one minor little item if we want to be picky, but I think it's covered, really. In the area, it's 1:1-4 organization meeting. It says we'd have it on the first Monday of January at 7 p.m. Strictly, the first Monday is going to be January 2nd next year, so it really should be the first Monday following the council reorganization, I think. But we can set the meeting in December, so I think we're covered.
Yeah, maybe what we do is we set it, or we make that announcement in December to cover ourselves. But
right.
So, you know.
The neutral.
Well, actually, we typically set that meeting for the reorg with the calendar to publish it tomorrow, and I did not make note of that. So the January 22nd, because we noticed for the whole year, and then we put the reorg on for next year.
Then I propose we do the second Monday of January, Denise, because the council will meet that first Wednesday. We can't meet
correct.
Before the council, I don't think, right?
No, correct.
Because new members.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so then it would be January 10th for the reorg of 22.
Okay.
So 1-10-22. So I can add that to the calendar. And then, Katie, that would count as the roll call voting for this year and the January 10th for 22?
So your question again, Denise?
So the proposed calendar for 2021.
Yes.
Can we put in the same vote that the reorg meeting for January of 22 will be January 10th of 2022.
So if you want to just, I mean, if that you just voted on that to pass it, right?
Yes.
Yes. So why don't you just, I mean, does anyone have any objection to that change? No. Okay. So then that's fine.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so with that revision to the calendar, are we good to go on the 2021 rules and regs?
I move we approve the rule and regs.
Lazarus, second.
Thank you. Roll call.
I'm sorry, I was writing notes. Who was
Mr. Glazer and Mr. Lazarus?
Okay, thank you. Okay, Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Mr. Malay?
Yes.
Mr. Shaikh?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes. Yeah.
The motion carries.
Thank you.
Mr. Semay, I'm sorry to interrupt, but before you go into the rest of the meeting, I believe that right now you're starting into the regular portion of the meeting. Is that correct?
Oh, we have vouchers, but I don't believe there are any, right? Right, Denise?
Correct. There weren't any.
So see my smile? I'm not paying any bills today. We have the meeting minutes, Katie, and then we're going to move into the regular meeting. Is that?
Yeah, but the meeting minutes are part of – that's
right
not like – you see what I'm saying? Right. I just wanted to make note of the fact on the record that you're moving into from the reorganization portion of the meeting into the regular.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. And while we're doing that, I was going to do it in a minute, but is there anybody from the public on? I don't see.
No, I don't. That's right. But it would be more if somebody was on. But if nobody, I mean, just for everybody's edification that you would be shifting.
Good. Now we're doing some business here. So we're not spending money tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Minutes. We do have some minutes from December 7, 2020. They were previously distributed. If anybody has any questions or comments, if not, those are the eligible members on the agenda, Mr. Glazer, Ms. Kleinhans, Mr. Lazarus, Mr. Scheich, and myself.
I move that we approve the minutes of the December 7th meeting.
A second.
Thank you, Mr. Lazarus. Roll call.
Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. We have a resolution tonight, which is the 2021 resolution adopting emergency remote meeting protocols, procedures, and requirements for public participation at remote meetings. This was distributed. I do believe we've seen this before last year. And I do believe we've incorporated the key aspects of this into our meeting process. Is that correct, Denise?
That is exactly correct, Kevin. Yes.
Good. Anybody have any questions or comments or concerns? If not, is there a motion to approve that resolution?
So moved.
Thank you, Ms. Kleinhans.
Bill, second. Glazer.
Thank you, Bill. Roll call.
Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Mr. Millay?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Okay, now we actually do, as Katie mentioned here, we do have some business. We have two master plan consistency reviews. The first one is an ordinance of the Township of Clinton, Hunterdon County, adopting new stormwater management regulations pursuant to NJAC 7.8 and amending Chapter 165 of the Code of Township of Clinton. These were distributed. We probably should do each one separately, I think, for the sake of good order here.
Mm-hmm.
This, as you all know, and Kate, you can tell us, we are just to review these ordinances from the governing body, and we, strictly speaking, are to determine if they are not inconsistent with the master plan, or if they are consistent, but I kind of like the double negatives.
That's correct. And you can also make any other if you have any other comments or recommendation, you may also provide them, but that is exactly correct, what you said.
Yeah. So, Tom, as long as we got you here trying to stay between winks of well-needed sleep, can you just give us a real quick why, you know, this is not inconsistent with our master plan?
Right, thank you, and good to see everyone. Sure. So I'll begin with ordinance number 1146-2021, which really is the repeal and replacement of Article 35, Surface Water Management of Chapter 165 Land Use Regulations, and will be replaced with essentially new surface water management regulations. This ordinance was prepared by the township's engineering consultant, Larry Clevier, I think that's his last name's pronounced, of Mott McDonald. The ordinance updates and reorganizes the township's stormwater management regulations. It's been prepared and is meant to implement, you know, best engineering practices and standards with respect to stormwater management. It has been revised per the latest NJDEP regulations and guidance, which includes a revised definition of major development as one example. So in terms of the master plan consistency review, I looked at the township's March 2020 master plan reexamination report and land use plan element amendment, and these documents also affirm the township's 2006 land use plan element goals and objectives. And in doing so, it was revealed that there are a number of applicable goals and objectives relative to this ordinance. They include to continue land use policies that promote controlled development, establish appropriate development densities and intensities, offer flexibility in development techniques, protect environmental resources, promote resource management standards, and promote maintenance of groundwater supplies and aquifer management. So, again, this ordinance sort of takes the old regulations, updates them, and reorganizes them, reorganizes them in accordance with most current standards. And this ordinance will work in tandem with the second ordinance that we'll discuss, the Highlands Land Use Ordinance, when that ordinance applies, and they both happen to have similar goals and objectives relative to the preservation of environmental resources and the regulation of development where appropriate. So that said, in my opinion, I would say that this ordinance is not inconsistent with the township's master plan, but it is also consistent, and therefore, pending the planning board's opinion on this or determination of this, the governing body can adopt this ordinance at the next council meeting.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions on this particular ordinance or any of the description that Tom just provided?
Piking one clarification. This takes effect when council, assuming council adopts it at the next meeting in February. So it applies to all future developments, but doesn't change past approvals.
Right. I'll ask Katie to opine, but there's a time of application rule. So I think there's probably a clause that says, will take effect immediately upon adoption.
Okay. Some kind of that.
And I just have one comment. It's on page 5, and it's still referring to the county board of Fulton Freeholders. So I think if we're going to adopt it next month or whenever, maybe we should change it to whatever the commissioners or
commissioners. Yep.
I don't remember exactly what it is.
Adopt the new language.
That's an excellent point.
Yep. And I would say that, Katie, that would constitute a minor change, so you wouldn't have to reintroduce this.
And it goes. That's just a comment we provide to them.
Right.
To the council.
The report that goes to the governing board.
So the change would be that put commissioners.
Yes, on page 5, the definition of the county review agency.
I would even just suggest that any reference to freeholder be replaced with commissioner.
Something broad, yeah.
As a broad comment, just to be a record.
Yeah, that may also apply to the second, the other one. I didn't catch it in there. But
I didn't either.
Now, this one actually, this being a requirement of the state, it has to be approved and adopted by the council and governing body, and once it's adopted by the governing body, it actually goes to the county to be reviewed.
Good. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Kleinhans. Anybody have anything else or any other comments that they would want to put in there if we do find that it's not inconsistent shortly? We've tended not to find too many comments or provide comments on these in the past. It's really been more of a determination of consistency. So, is there a motion to find that this ordinance 1146-2021, as we just read, is not inconsistent with the master plan and to make the comment Ms. Kleinhans suggested about changing freeholder to commissioner?
So moved.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Mr. Higginson. Roll call.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Mr. Millay?
Yes.
Mr. Shaikh?
Yes.
And Mr. Sumay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. The next up is the second master plan consistency review. This one is Ordinance 1147-2021, an ordinance of the Township of Clinton amending Chapter 165 of the Code of the Township of Clinton to create a new article. Oh, man. XVIA. I can't translate that fast enough from Roman. Entitled Highlands Land Use Regulations, a supplement to the land use regulations of the Township of Clinton. Tom, again, do you want to just give us the quick?
I will be as quick as I possibly can. Thank you for the introduction. So as you mentioned, this new Highlands Land Use Regulations Ordinance will be located within the Township's Land Use Regulations Ordinance, Chapter 165, and within that, within the zoning regulations. This ordinance is a component of the Township's Highlands conformance process. As many of you know, the Township has opted into the Highlands area for both the planning and preservation areas. Most of the Township happens to be located in the planning area. This ordinance is based on a model ordinance prepared by the Highlands Council, the Highlands Council staff. It has been customized for Clinton Township. There is some flexibility in terms of how far you can deviate from the model ordinance, but in general, it must comply with the Highlands Regional Master Plan, or RMP, as it's sometimes called. And in general, the ordinance or the Highlands regulations allow more flexibility in the planning area to encourage development there and, you know, hence keep it away from the preservation area. It is worth noting that these regulations are already in effect via the Township having adopted the Highlands Referral Ordinance, which is being repealed by adopting this ordinance. The Highlands regulations were reviewed by the Highlands staff for any applicable development. This ordinance will basically transfer the review process to the Township so that the review is done in-house for any development projects that qualify. This ordinance also happens to it'll be implemented to facilitate a number of the Township's affordable housing developments in accordance with the Township Settlement Agreement and Housing Element Fair Share Plan. Part of the reason that we're doing this is to clarify some ambiguous sections of the Highlands Regional Master Plan. Otherwise, if we didn't do this, those projects would have to be approved by the Highlands Council, which could either go either way or, you know, prolong the process. And one of these examples is clarifying the requirements for cluster development. We also, you know, tweak some of the language with respect to the allowable housing densities, as well as infrastructure improvements and where and how they might be developed. This ordinance, as has been submitted to the governing body and planning board, has been reviewed and is pretty much approved by the Highlands staff. It's also been reviewed by other township representatives and developers to sort of ensure a smooth transition from the Highlands review to the township review. But with any new ordinance or, you know, new process like this that includes 139 pages of regulations, you can expect some level of adjustment over time, hopefully not too soon. Just in terms of the organization and content of the ordinance, there are a number of articles, and I'll just run through them real quick. So there's a new scope and purpose of, you know, what this Highlands Ordinance is all about. It has a section about the applicability, and there are a number of exemptions, so not all development will have to adhere to these regulations, and that's spelled out in there. There's new definitions being introduced. There's the establishment of Highlands Area District zones and subzones, Highlands Resource Protection Areas. There's an article pertaining to district regulations in terms of use, density, and intensity requirements, regulations for highland zones, resources, and environmental considerations, plan development regulations, as well as appeals, waivers, and enforcement. And there's an appendix with some supplemental provisions for specific resources, as well as mapping for various environmental features. In terms of the master plan consistency review, as I mentioned, this ordinance will facilitate several of the township's affordable housing projects for the housing per the adopted 2018 Housing Element Fair Share Plan, as well as the February 2018 Township Settlement Agreement with Fair Share Housing Center. And there are also a number of applicable master plan goals and objectives included within the adopted March 2020 Master Plan Reexamination Report and Land Use Plan Element, which again references the 2006 Land Use Plan Element. These include within the land use plan itself, specifically talks about adopting the Highlands Land Use Ordinance. So, you know, the township within the same year this was recommended is actually following through and adopting this, you know, very significant ordinance to, you know, follow through with its affordable housing commitments. There's also mentioned in those documents about implementing a Highland Center designation. While not included in this ordinance provides the framework that those center regulations can be inserted to, you know, at some later point in time. And again, will provide some development flexibility generally around the Annandale train station area. In terms of some specific or rather more general applicable goals and objectives, they generally pertain to the preservation of farmland, protection of environmentally sensitive areas, addressing the township's affordable housing obligations and needs, as well as providing for some level of economic development and to promote development in suitable locations. So in my opinion, in reviewing both this ordinance as against the township's master plan policies, goals, objectives, I would say that it's not inconsistent with the master plan and, again, is very much consistent for the reasons that I mentioned. And upon the planning board making its determination, the governing body will have the opportunity to adopt this ordinance at its next meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Behrens. Any questions from the board?
So just I want to clarify that I read something properly, Tom. So in here there's some language, I think I read it properly, that says if by chance how it occurs, this new section of the ordinance is inconsistent with an existing section, or actually I should say is more lenient than the existing section, the existing section prevails. So it's not meant to loosen our zoning regulations in any sense.
Right, correct. It's meant to work in tandem with them. There are some types of development that will be exempt from this. The ones right. that do qualify, you'll still have to adhere to the zoning ordinance
right.
as well as the Highlands. And, I mean, in some cases, to be fair, that the Highlands regulations supersede depending on the situation. But in general, it does defer to the requirements as you suggested.
Okay. Thank you.
Good. I mean, this is really just coming around after the long, several year ago, decision to adhere to the Highlands Protection Preservation Area. It's been part of our master plan, of our affordable housing plan. It's really just, in my mind, kind of finally getting to it. So anybody else have any questions, comments?
I just comment. Tom, and I apologize. I missed this on the reviews. There's no Roman numeral XBIA. It could be, but I don't know.
Well, right. So it's a new section. So we're creating XBIA. So there was no location. We would have to have added a new article at the end, so to try to find a logical location and squeeze it in, we made the XVIA, which comes after XVI, General Provisions.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
We sort of had to pick a spot. So we could call it whatever you want, but it seemed to make sense.
I've got it. So, I mean, in like English, it's XVI small a or something, but
right. Okay. So yes, not Roman numeral a. It's sort of yes, 16A, if you will.
I knew there was something that was making me struggle with what that number was.
And we all have, probably half of us went to Catholic schools, and you know, you should remember this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. And
their question.
See if this makes sense. And we opted into conform in 2016. So we've been operating under more stringent versions of this since then, training wheels. Highlands would check it first and okay it, then we would act. Now we're taking the training wheels off, and we're responsible for acting on this version, which Tom was very good in excising some more restrictive things that may have been problematic or at least made our lives more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, there's a paragraph there that explicitly says that when and if we declare a Highlands center, these regs don't apply. Some discussion. Stuff like that. Plus, it appears that the Marukian Affordable Housing Project is going to come forward shortly, and you know, we need to invoke the Highlands cluster provisions of the RMP for that to accommodate both that development and LeCompte. We can't do that unless we first adopt these regulations.
Right.
So it's sort of an enabling thing that got us kind of, I don't know, off the pot, so to speak. And I think it'll be a great help for both of those projects. And of course, the being very explicit about what a center means should be a help when the Headley Farm project comes forward. That requires itself to be in a center. Plus, if we want to develop along Route 31, particularly the northern stretches where there are utilities in the ground, a center is required for that as well. So this is a good step to, I don't know, future sort of development activities in the township. I hope I said that right, Tom.
I think you said it perfectly. Appreciate it. And the goal is, I think, as you said, to, you know, locate development in the right places, you know, be pro-development where it's appropriate, and, you know, protect other areas where necessary.
Right. Yeah, but importantly, I think we're saying, although we're adding a lot of pages to our code, we're not making development more restrictive in Clinton Township. We're cleaning up some stuff. We're kind of rewriting what we're already doing, clarifying some stuff. And we're not becoming anti-development in any sense.
Correct.
Or more so.
Our regulations become, in a national sense, more restrictive, particularly for septic,
right.
2019.
Got it. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. 2016, did I say 19?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Right, with the referral ordinance.
Right, when we opted to convert.
Right.
Good. All right. So, is there anybody else with any other comments or questions or concerns? If not, I guess we're looking for a motion that this is not inconsistent with the master plan.
Ezra, so moved.
I'll second it. Roll call.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Mr. Millay?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. So we have some reports, and before I jump into reports, I see that we have the ordinance subcommittee. Can we just confirm that the group that was the ordinance subcommittee last year is still an interest in being the ordinance subcommittee this year? I believe it was Mr. Glaser and Mr. Scheich and Mr. Higgins.
Yep.
That's correct, yeah.
If you're all still good to do it, let's I don't know, Katie, can we vote for that, or can we all agree that that's the subcommittee?
If you'd like to take a formal vote, you can, but it's...
How about an aye? Everybody in favor?
That's fine.
Aye.
Any opposed or abstained? Okay, thanks, guys. So now let's go to the reports, and we'll start with the council. We have a new mayor.
That's the news. I mean, there it is.
And a smiling fourth mayor.
Yeah, he's smiling bigger than I am. But, we had a nice reorg. Obviously, we now have a vacancy on council that we'll need to fill. And other than the transfer of power, so to speak, the other big news is in your lap. We did the stormwater management ordinance introduction and the highlights ordinance introduction. So you're pretty familiar with that.
Congratulations. What's the process? And just give us a quick for filling the spot now. What's the timing? Real quick.
Kevin, you know all about this. You went through this 10 years ago.
I can't remember 10 weeks ago.
I believe, I don't know if it's heard yet, but our clerk needs to notify the local committee, and we need to submit 3 names to the council within a few weeks. And then we have a few weeks, I think it is, from those 3 names. Who will fill that vacancy, and that individual will have to run to fill the balance of that term.
Good. Yeah, I do now, Mr. Lazarus. I do remember this kind of now. I'm getting a headache. All right. Maybe not an ordinance subcommittee report, but if there is.
No.
I don't think any as well with open space or environmental. Probably nothing's really started this year, unless.
Right.
So. Anything else that anybody has for the sake of
I'm sorry, Kevin, I think I was wrong. I think it was like 12 years ago, 10 years ago, so there's more than I apologize.
Okay. Right. Well, I think the first meeting, thank you all for your commitment, and Mr. Glazer for being the vice chair, and Katie for kicking us off. And is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, everybody.
Congratulations.
And congratulations to Tom and the new boy.
Thank you very much.
Exciting.
Congratulations, Tom. Yep.
Congratulations. Good to see everyone.
Congratulations to the members of the planning board.
Yes.
So we're going to suggest first names, but that's just us.
Yeah. What's the baby's name?
We went with Owen Thomas Behrens, and came in at a whopping 9 pounds, 7 ounces. So.
Wow, big boy.
That's a good choice.
Ready for college.
Owen was the name we had picked out for our son, who we never had, so it's great.
Two daughters already, and we were surprised, so,
Very nice.
Here we are, 2 days in.
Get some sleep.
Excellent. Exactly. We'll do.
Congratulations. Best of luck.
Thank you. Everyone. Much appreciated.
Wonderful news.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Take care, guys.
Good night, everyone.
Hello.
Good night.
Good night.